It's hard enough in this country finding safe, secure housing if you're elderly. Much harder still if you identify as LGBTQ. Tomorrow is National Coming Out Day, but tonight we have a story about some of the 2.4 million seniors who identify as LGBTQ going back in the closet. It's because many elderly gay and trans people fear mistreatment and abuse when seeking senior housing. The Fair Housing Act prohibits the denial of housing based on race, religion, or sex, but there is no federal law that explicitly protects people based on their sexual orientation or gender identity. NewsHour Weekend's Yvette Feliciano visited one senior housing development in New York City that is making sure their LGBTQ residents are welcome.
Stonewall House in Brooklyn is an LGBTQ-friendly senior housing development. SAGE, an advocacy organization for LGBTQ elders, which created Stonewall House, says it is the largest such development in the country. The 145-unit building, which opened in 2019, is named in honor of the 1969 uprising, often cited as the beginning of the modern LGBTQ rights movement. 71-year-old Deidre Nottingham was one of the first to move in.
I said, finally, a house for us to stay in and not be judged, you know? I've been waiting a long time, over 50 years, for something like this.
You don't have to be gay or transgender to live here. To qualify, you must be at least 62 years old and earn 60% or less of the area median income. But the fact that Stonewall House welcomes gay and trans seniors is important to Nottingham. For decades, she says she faced housing discrimination and at points homelessness due to her sexual orientation. It began at 14 when she came out as lesbian and her family kicked her out on the street. It just got worse from there.
When I was younger, me and my girlfriend, they wouldn't rent to us. And it was hard because we couldn't go back home. My family didn't want us. And it's hard when they're calling you a freak or a weirdo. I was called that lots of times by my own family members. So it's very hard when you don't have no support. And there wasn't any groups out there where you could go to. We were lost.
Nottingham says before coming to Stonewall House, she lived in 8 other residential long-term care facilities over the last 12 years. Each included some level of neglect or hostility by staff and other elderly residents.
They did not want gay people there. They always made remarks and cursed at me when I came outside. So I just couldn't take it. I was afraid that they was going to set my door on fire or something.
Were you ever tempted to hide who you were in these housing situations?
Mm-hmm. A couple times I was scared.
According to SAGE, gay and trans seniors face more obstacles than their straight counterparts. They're more socially isolated because they are less likely to have children and are more likely to live alone or be estranged from their families. And a lifetime of employment discrimination contributes to higher poverty rates among LGBTQ people over the age of 50, according to the UCLA School of Law Williams Institute.
It is truly a disgrace that there is no federal law prohibiting discrimination against LGBTQ people in housing.
Michael Adams is SAGE's CEO.
And what that means is that about half of our LGBTQ older adults are living in places where there are no such protections because there's no federal law and there's no state law.
SAGE reports that more than one-third of LGBTQ seniors fear having to recloset themselves when seeking housing due to discrimination and violence.
And their fears are real, and they're based in fact. Sadly, we hear over and over again from our elders that some of the places they feel least safe and most vulnerable to harassment and discrimination is where they live. So one of the big challenges we're dealing with is the vast majority of residential long-term care communities have no formal policies that are protecting and lifting up LGBTQ elders.
SAGE teamed up with the Human Rights Campaign to create what it calls the Long-Term Care Equality Index. It says that only 18% of senior housing communities have policies that prohibit discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation or gender identity. With 29 affiliates nationwide, SAGE trains long-term care providers on how to support older LGBTQ people. This includes cultural competency, writing staff and resident non-discrimination policies, and having LGBTQ-inclusive intake forms and marketing materials.
Many of the residential communities are run by faith-based organizations. While some of them are wonderful and are embracing of LGBTQ people, some of them are not, right? So we have numerous instances of blatant discrimination where these communities simply refuse to accept people because they're LGBTQ. And then if people are accepted, there's the question of, is this an environment where I can be open about who I am?
78-year-old Stonewall House resident Bill Meehan understands more than most.
Back when I was a young man, being gay was not the thing you ascribed to be. Being gay was psychological association, psychiatric association. To them, it was a disease.
A former Catholic priest, Meehan battled coming to terms with his sexual identity before finally coming out in his early 40s.
I gave myself a hard time in just trying to be who I was. And that's a terrible journey, you know, and the idea that some people have to go back to that is just not right. This place offered an opportunity for gay people to find housing proudly. And it's not totally a gay house. It's a mixed community here. But it's a community that recognizes diversity. We celebrate diversity. And as different as we all are, we live together nicely.
SAGE is lobbying Congress to pass the Equality Act, which would create federal anti-LGBTQ discrimination laws for housing. In the meantime, at the state level, it's pushing for legislatures to adopt a long-term care bill of rights for LGBTQ seniors. Deidre Nottingham has no plans to leave her one-bedroom apartment at Stonewall House because she feels safer than she ever has.
I'll be so happy when I wake up. And I haven't felt like this in a long time. It doesn't bother me being alone. I feel comfortable. I come downstairs 3 o'clock in the morning just to check my mail. That's how safe I feel. It makes me happy when I see somebody like me. It's refreshing. I'm home.